Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now.
Now here's a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
Hey guys, welcome to the Nate Moore podcast. And look, it's been a while since I got on, but you know, I'm super excited because I got a really cool topic. And you know, I had an opportunity yesterday to do something really cool. And here's one of those philosophies that I live by is that I always try to look for ways to bless somebody else. I'm always looking for that opportunity, whether they know about it or not. The key for me is that it's the action. It's the step of actually doing it. And you'll probably say, well, why is that? Why are you so passionate about blessing somebody else? Although it's a great thing, but not everybody does it. Not everybody takes that action. Everybody says they desire to do that, but not many people do it. And here's some of the things. Here's I want to talk about the reason why I do it and why I live by that philosophy today. You see, there's this word called reason, and which is the meaning of purpose. So purpose is defined by reasons. And a lot of times we get caught up in identifying our purpose with what we do and how we do them. But I like to give you, to switch it a little bit, whereas anytime that something, there's reasons for everything that we do in our life. And in this particular case, this really cool moment that I had yesterday, I'm at my daughter's dance competition, and as I'm walking outside, we're sitting in this hallway in this gymnasium area, and I see a child is sitting in the ice cream line, and she's just waiting to get ice cream. But once her time comes up, you know, the cashier, the attendant says, "Hey, it's cash only." So they couldn't use a debit card. Well, I didn't think anything of it. I saw it. So obviously they walk away. I guess they were going to try to get cash. And so I'm going to take stuff to my car. And as I'm walking back in from the car, I see them at the ATM machine. Now, I'm looking as he's, you know, tries multiple times to put his card in and to swipe his card and, you know, trying to pull money out. But look, the old familiar insufficient funds slip keeps coming out. And the daughter's sitting right there just watching him. And so I walk up and I just say, "Hey, look, I would love to pay for your daughter's ice cream. I saw you guys in the ice cream line and cash only. You know, I would love to pay for her ice cream." And the look on his face, when I mentioned that was just priceless. And in a moment, in an instant, you know, I start to get a little emotion and I'm fighting back because, look, I was that guy that went to that ATM machine and couldn't pull money out. I was that guy that made many excuses of why my kids couldn't have the things that they wanted because of lack of funds. I was that guy that didn't have it and knew he didn't have it. But you see, it was through that moment, that time in my life, those tough, challenging times in my life where it provided me with a new reason, which became my driver and my fuel to never be in that situation again. It was that one moment where I go to the ATM machine and I can't pull out cash to get the things that I need to get or that what my kids desire or they want. You see, it was that one reason that birthed a new purpose in me that not only would I never have to go through that again, but I don't want to see anybody else go through that. You see, it's that one reason that created that new purpose. Now, birthed a new opportunity yesterday for me to be a blessing to somebody else. You see, I think that's the key here is that we get so focused on the things that we do or our jobs and what we're passionate about, what we desire and all these different things. But we lose the fact of these little bitty reasonings that can literally change our entire world. You see, that's the reason why it was through that moment in my life where others will say, "Hey, that's the darkest time of my life," or "Those are one of the moments that I hate to talk about." But it's those moments that you find these reasonings and you gain new purpose that ultimately changes your outcome, changes your destination, changes the very purpose of why you live, and create new philosophies to live by. And so in that moment, I created a new philosophy that I'm number one, that I'm never going to experience that again. Never will I do that again. Never. It was such edged in my mind at that moment. I can feel the emotions. I knew what the guy was going through. And I told myself at that moment that never again will that happen. Never again. And so because of that moment, a new philosophy was born. And now I look for ways to bless others. It's like, it's just a habit now. I look for it. I'm on guard. It's like a lifeguard at a pool. They're always on guard looking to see where the dangers are. And that's just how I am. I'm on guard. I'm looking for opportunities to bless somebody else. That's now a ritual and a habit that is just part of me in every part of my life. Every day, I'm looking for ways to bless others. And though this may be something so small, but to this guy, to this dad and his daughter, was just massive. Massive. And so I want to encourage you guys. What are some of those reasonings in your life? What are some of those things in your life that maybe are some tough times, but you can find some reasons and that can ultimately change, that can create a why for how you do things in the future? You see, that one simple tough time that I went through, something very insignificant. I'm sure my daughter didn't want something massive. I'm sure it was something very insignificant, maybe less than $20. But it was that moment that created that why, that reason for me, that created new purpose in me. So I want you guys to think about that. As you jump off of this podcast, or once it's over, I want you to really think about what are some of the things that you're going through right now that can create those reasonings and some whys in you that will ultimately change the direction of your life. That will fuel different decisions in your life. How do you apply those things to you? What are you going to do differently to prevent those things from happening in the future? You see, it's that little bitty thing, man. That little bitty thing, guys. That's got me traveling down this different path and heading it towards a different destination. And I have more emphasis on wanting to give and bless other people all because of that one moment. And so I thought it was such a cool opportunity to jump on here and share with you guys, because in our lives, it's we can get so focused on so many other things, but it's these little things, it's these little bitty details that we must focus on. It's these little things. Because look, everything matters. Everything in your life matters. Every decision matters. Every circumstance, every situation matters. So don't just overlook it. Everything matters, and I want you to remember that. But I want you to identify some of those things in your life right now that are tough times, things that you're going through, and identify some reasonings and gain some new purpose and gain new perspective from them. Don't just overlook them as bad times, but identify some of those things in this very moment that can help you change and give you some fuel, and you and turn that those decisions or these bad times into something that can be a positive to somebody else, ultimately giving you more confidence. So I want to encourage you guys, just look, man, just really focus in, really pay attention, because everything matters. Look, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, look, I would love for you to rate it or share it. Look, also another way that you can learn this principle that I just talked about is by sharing it with somebody else, identifying it within your life, and now sharing this principle with somebody else. That will ensure that you learn it, that you grasp it, and that you now not only do that, but you actually live it out. And that's the key, man. Giving is all, it's everything in life. It's everything. So look, I want to encourage you guys. Look, don't just sit on the message. I would really love if you would share the message, share the podcast, and really rate the podcast if this message resonated with you. But again, thanks for listening, and thanks for all the support. See you in the next podcast. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.